When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan. Sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
If that line forms on the right, babe.
Yeah, the line is for all the Jet fans. Already giving up on the team.
Back in time.
McMonagle here with you. How are you? On this Tuesday morning, I got you all the way to 5 o'clock in the warm-up show. You know how it works. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. And yes, the Jets lose to the San Francisco 49ers 32-19. And everybody's ready to make declarative statements. And let me just say this. What we saw on Sunday from the New York Giants, I felt a hell of a lot more comfortable making declarative statements than I do after last night's game. So let's just talk about what we actually did learn. What we learned for sure, what we know for sure. Here's what we know for sure. The New York Jets, at the moment, are not ready to hang with the upper echelons of the NFL. That's what we learned. And dopes like me, and I admit, listen, I've been wrong before. Dopes like me who thought they would hang in this game. And I thought they had an opportunity to win this game. And the Jets plus 4.5 was one of my favorite picks of the whole week. Love the Jets. I've been all over the Jets. I've talked about the Jets going to the AFC Championship game. I thought they were going to hit the ground running. Well, what we have learned is they are not ready quite yet. And this defense that has been a given, right? We talk about the aging quarterback, and we talk about the offensive line and protecting him. And sure, you know, the pass rush with Haason Reddick, and we'll get to that, 888-808-1019, because it's going to be a talking point now after this game. But we've talked about a lot of different things. But we've also talked about the great defensive backfield. You know, this defense, although it's not the 85 Bears, which is laughable after last night, how I still think it's one of the better units in the league, and I think it's a top defense in the league, and they got absolutely embarrassed last night. And that's what we know for sure, that this run defense just didn't show up. And you know, checklist number one on the concerns of Jet fans has to be the head coach. The head coach is unproven. I don't know if he's a leader of men, all the stuff we've heard, on and on and on. Well, failed week one. Because I don't know if we expected him to win this game, but the defense is his, right? That's his baby. He's a defensive coordinator out of San Francisco, and the defense is his, and this defense wasn't ready to play. And yes, you find out a few minutes before the game or whenever you found out that McCaffrey wasn't playing and Jordan Mason was going to take over, and you expected, ooh, look at that. Look at the Jets getting every break, right? Trent Williams just made it to camp the other day. Ayuk barely just signing, and now McCaffrey's not playing? Wow. The Jets should absolutely trounce this team. Well, what you found out is that the San Francisco 49ers are better than we gave them credit for. And we talked about the 5-for-19 against the spread, you know, over the for the Super Bowl loser and the Super Bowl hangover. Well, this team is a loaded roster. And what you found out is whether it's Jordan Mason, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, when you have a dominant offensive line and you have a head coach who can scheme a run game the way Shanahan can, you don't need Christian McCaffrey to beat a team that's ill-prepared for you. And that's what happened in this game. And they got absolutely dominated. And this defense, right? And I still believe that this defense can be a top defense in this league. Maybe not the top. Maybe not even, you know, top two or three or top five. But a championship caliber defense. Well, they showed you none of that last night. Because championship caliber defenses do not allow 400 yards. Caliber ship, Super Bowl caliber defenses do not allow 8 straight possessions with points. That's all true. And the defense wasn't there. And they got absolutely manhandled. And you knew it early on. For me, that first touchdown drive by San Francisco, and they go up 13-7. And they get in the end zone despite consistently shooting themselves in the foot. You've got a 17-yard touchdown. Whoop, let's wipe it away with a penalty. They got a long third down conversion. Whoop, let's wipe that away with a penalty. And they kept just running the ball down the throats of this Jets defense. I could not believe how much they were manhandled up front. And we'll get into the pass rush and the inability to come close to Purdy, and that's absolutely part of the story. No doubt, and it's unacceptable to have that many dropbacks with that limited amount of pass rush, and that's obviously going to lead to the Hassan Reddick conversation. But to me, that's much secondary to the idea. I mean, you talk about how many yards that Mason ran for, and also through the tackle, not just on the outside, but up them. Like, they were just beat at the point of attack on every single play. And this defense has to get better, and this coach has got to do a better job of preparing them for this kind of opponent, because that's what, like, we could talk about it, and I agree with it. This is as difficult as an opponent as the Jets will face all year. This is a loaded roster who has nothing but top-round draft picks up front. They have an offensive line that, yes, has one of, if not the best left tackle in the sport, and then some names that you might not know, but overall, it's an incredible unit. The defensive front is as good as it gets. They probably have the best linebacker in the sport. They have an edge rusher who might win Defensive Player of the Year, and they are a loaded roster who has consistently got to the Super Bowl over the last handful of years. This is as good an opponent as there is in the NFL. And so to go week one on the road in San Francisco, we talked about it at the start of the week. For me, this was a game where if they ever found a way to go in and win this game, well, wow, now the Jets are something special. Now the Jets are worthy of the Super Bowl talk they've gotten. Now they are worthy of the AFC Championship talk they have received. But if they lose, hey, you went in and you played a tough opponent on the road. What are you going to do? And I lean that way other than they were completely manhandled with a unit that is supposed to be their bread and butter. We were waiting to see Aaron Rodgers. We're waiting to see some sort of actual NFL offense out of this franchise. But the defense is supposed to be its staple. And instead, you got embarrassed. There's no other way to put it. They were embarrassed last night. And we could talk about the coaching, and ultimately it's more about having the team prepared. And I know Shanahan's a great coach, and we could talk about the different elements of the run game. And ultimately, it's easy to coach when you are dominating up front, when you are dominating the point of attack. It's not hard. He could have called anything. They were just flat out better than the Jets at the point of attack. Just flat out better. And as frustrating as that is, and as disappointing as it is from a defensive unit and a defensive team that you have faith in, I still look at this game, and when I was thinking about what I wanted to see, what the Jets needed to see, it was Aaron Rodgers in this offense. And although it sputtered, I think is the word that Marco used in the update, and although they had a tough time building a rhythm, and although there were some dumb penalties, and there was a drop pass in the first drive of the game, and there was a fumble from Breece Hall, and you didn't exactly see this offense take flight necessarily, I saw Aaron Rodgers under center for the New York Jets, and I saw him look like Aaron Rodgers. I saw him make a back shoulder throw from the other hash mark to Garrett Wilson. Perfect. I saw him make a throw just over the defender's head to hit Lazard in stride down the sideline. I saw him hit Lazard in the end zone on a free play, which is his calling card. He looked like Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't necessarily maybe the best we've ever seen of Aaron Rodgers. It wasn't MVP Aaron Rodgers. He was a little rusty, running around. He didn't look exactly spry. He's probably going to have to either deal with that all year, or it'll come as the rust gets knocked off, having not played for over a year and having to deal with an Achilles injury. But this offense at times, I mean, that touchdown drive is about as good as we have seen this offense play in years. And we saw what weapon and what kind of player Garrett Wilson can be if given the opportunity. And we've seen what this offense can do. They went down the field and put it in the end zone. And I'm disappointed in the way they played defensively, and I'm not going to go nuts about the way they played offensively. And I thought they were ready to hang. I thought they were ready to hang with the 49ers. I thought they were ready to hang with the Chiefs after Thursday. I was talking about it. Who's the team that can beat Kansas City? Why not the Jets? Well, right now, what we did learn about the New York Jets is, as of today, they are not ready to hang with the best teams in the NFL. That doesn't mean they can't get there. And ultimately, what I needed from this game, as we talk about how difficult the opponent is and moving forward, I understand that no game is easy in the NFL. I get it. And with the way they were run upon, now you just look at the run game of other teams. You look at how Pollard played better than they thought in Tennessee in week one. Now there's that running game, and we got this running game. And anyway, now that's the blueprint to beat the Jets, which I think is such an overdramatic reaction. We always talk about like one game, and suddenly there's a blueprint to beat the New York Jets. They got dominated by one of the best fronts in football. They got dominated by one of the best rosters in the sport. They got dominated by a team that consistently takes long runs into the postseason and makes it to Super Bowls. They got dominated by one of, if not the most talented roster in the sport. That doesn't mean this defense can't improve, and it has to. Don't get me wrong, it has to. But as you start to see the schedule ease up, and as the team does knock off this rust, and as now you actually saw Aaron Rodgers under center for the New York Jets, he made it through the game healthy. We saw him get hit a little bit and bounce up. We saw him get hit, continue to have the drive. We saw him play football for the New York Jets, come out healthy and look like Aaron Rodgers. Sure, the defense has to be better. And sure, this defensive line without Hassan Reddick, and I'm not sure how much Hassan Reddick helps in this game, let's be honest. They lost 32-19. What do they do with Hassan Reddick in this game? Lose 28-19? He's not going to help them much in the run game. This is a guy who, the knock on him was he sack happy. He's a straight up edge rusher, get after the quarterback, which they didn't do last night, and they need to do better, no doubt. But they got manhandled. They got absolutely manhandled. And it's a frustrating way to lose. And when you went into this game, the expectations were high, and certainly for this defense, it was a given. It was an afterthought. They should be able to keep it close, no McCaffrey. And I think what you've learned here, too, and this is a side note, what you've learned in the NFL, and this isn't to, you know, defend the Giants yet again on the Saquon Barkley decision, but what I think you've learned here is if you have an offensive line and you have a coach who knows how to scheme a run game, as much as Christian McCaffrey in the big moments and the big plays can help, you know, make a game-breaking play or be someone who can turn, you know, something into nothing, but the difference between an undrafted backup running back and the best in the league is a hell of a lot less than we think. And if you can scheme it and you can block it, you don't need Saquon Barkley. You don't need Christian McCaffrey. You can do just fine dominating one of the better defenses in the league with Jordan Mason. And that's not to make an excuse for them. They got absolutely pounded. But if you run hard and you block it up and your coach can scheme it like Shanahan can, you can win a hell of a lot of football games with Jordan Mason. So before we make all these declarative statements that the coach sucks and he can't coach, and it's a major problem for this team. Before we make declarative statements like this defense will never get it right, and before we make all these declarative statements of what we know after week one in the NFL with a quarterback who's 40 years old, coming off an Achilles and not playing for a year, what we know about the New York Jets is right now they're not capable of beating the San Francisco 49ers, and that was painfully obvious. And if they played the Kansas City Chiefs tomorrow, they're probably not capable of playing the Kansas City Chiefs. But the beauty of this is they don't have to do it today, and yesterday's loss doesn't kill them, and now they have to get what they need to get and figure out how to improve this defensive line. And yeah, listen, I'm pissed off at the coach. He not only did he not have his players ready, but he gets dominated in the first half. And I told you that first touchdown drive, I knew it was going to be a problem. Everyone did. I'm not telling you, I figured it out. But that first touchdown drive and what they did in the first half was obvious how they were going to attack the New York Jets. And then they come out in the first drive of the second half and do exactly the same thing and go right down the field. It's a major indictment on this coach. He had a terrible game. The defense had a terrible game, 400 yards of offense, time of possession damn near 40 minutes. It's difficult to get an offensive rhythm going when you're on the field for half the time as your opponent. What we do know is this Jet team has got to get better. And what we do know is right now, despite us maybe thinking so, and despite guys like me maybe thinking so, week one, they're not ready to play the San Francisco 49ers. But a season isn't made in week one. Not when you have Aaron Rodgers. And not when you have Aaron Rodgers looking like Aaron Rodgers. So I know a lot of you, because the Jets will be the Jets, and you expected better, and this defense was supposed to be a given, and they got embarrassed, that we're going to run right to this is what the Jets are going to be. They're not very good. They're already last place in the division. All the stuff, the nonsense we will hear. This Jet team is good. This Jet team is talented. And this Jet team does have a Hall of Fame quarterback who looked at times like himself last night. He made it through the game healthy. He played relatively well. And he showed glimpses of what he can be. That's what we learned. We learned the Jets have a quarterback that can stay healthy through a game. We learned the defense needs massive improvements. And we learned that the San Francisco 49ers are flat out better than the New York Jets. But that's where it ends. And we have a lot more to learn over the next 17 weeks, 16 games. 888-808-1019. So relax. This is not Daniel Jones proving he's Daniel Jones. This is not welcoming in the Minnesota Vikings and getting your ass kicked. This is going to the road into San Francisco, into the belly of the beast of one of the best teams in the sport, and realizing you don't measure up. And I heard the post-game talk about it. I've heard different people talk about it since. Maybe it's a wake-up call for this franchise who might have believed too much. Who might have thought they could just lay their helmets on the field with Aaron Rodgers and go beat anybody. And they recognized last night that when you line up with the best teams in the NFL, you best bring your A game. And they were a million miles from it last night. It doesn't mean they can't find it. I saw the things I needed to see. I needed to see Aaron Rodgers could play the game. I needed to see glimpses of this quarterback and this offense actually functioning. And I saw it. I didn't see enough of it, namely because their defense didn't allow it. But I'm coming out of this game a little bit more positive, or at least not as dynamically, deranged and disappointed as most Jet fans probably will be. Defense was awful. They had the game run down their throat. They gave up 400 yards, and they gave up scores on 8 straight possessions. That's losing football in any way, shape, or form. But it's one night, and it's against the best team they will play all year long. And it's a game they can learn from, a game they can improve from. And this is game one of a 2-year project that started a year late. Let's hang in there and have some faith. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you. Of course, we got pennant race baseball. As the Mets are now secure, alone as the third wild card, as they took care of their game, and obviously Cincinnati took care of the Atlanta Braves. The Yankees are now a game and a half clear as Jason Dominguez was called up. He's here. The Yankees take care of the Royals, and in my opinion, my favorite start from Carlos Rodon of the entire season. And a start that makes me feel like maybe, just maybe, I'm starting to trust him come playoff time. 888-808-1019. So we got plenty to talk there. If you want to mix in your Daniel Jones hate, by the way, go ahead. We can always have that giant talk. And by the way, Brett in Long Island, didn't hear from you yesterday, bud. And I wouldn't be calling you out if so many of your fans on Twitter are asking me where you were. So I'm just, I want to know. I'm sure you're still sleeping at 221, but maybe we'll hear from some of the Daniel Jones lovers who might have something to say. But we start with your Jet. We start with your Jet phone calls, 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on The Fan, rocking and rolling with you all the way to 5 o'clock in the morning in the warm-up show right here on The Fan.